Hey, I'm Ethan.
Hey, I'm Mike.
I watched the first half of Leprechaun Returns.
I watched the second half of Leprechaun Returns.
And this is the other half.
Watch till you can't.
We've done it.
We've made it to the end.
It's
we've
over.
Finally here. Oh, it's been such a long time. Probably because we've also had to deal with this fucking leprechaun, but luckily it's trapped.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about him anymore.
And we're reaching the end of the leprechaun movies.
In his Lucky Charms container.
That's right. That's right. We did that in the last episode, guys.
Previously on the other half. If you're like, you know what? I don't want to watch Leprechaun Back to the Hood. I just want to skip to Leprechaun Returns. I want to see him come back. Like, that's what happens. So
there
we're just giving you a little recap.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're watching this one, which
the final
is
one.
Yeah, the last movie for this podcast that, like, so I was confused because I was like, I thought it was like I thought it was made by WWE.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
And I turned it on, I was like, no, sci-fi original.
No. Oh.
Which is weird. I didn't really get that.
Yeah, I remember you saying that when we were talking about Leprechaun in the Hood, and I was like, I was dreading this one. I was like, oh, here comes
I thought it was gonna be like the wrestling shittiest thing. But you know what? I'm actually really thankful you made us keep watching more because this movie
I liked it a lot.
It was kind of fun.
I really enjoyed this movie.
It was kind of fun.
This is one of my favorite movies.
Honestly, this is in the higher level. We gotta rank all of these after this.
Sure, we do.
We
do. Of course.
But yeah, I mean, I was very surprised by how much I liked this. And like, you know, so the thing that surprised me the most is this is based off of the first movie, the very first movie. And in my mind, like, I don't know. Like, I think that, like, if you're talking about like first movies.
Yeah.
Right, like I'm thinking of our past series that we've done, like the first Hellraiser, super iconic. It's got a lot of homages you could do to that because it's just such a good movie.
Yeah.
You think about like
Pinhead.
The very first, or even the very first, like other movies like Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, like all iconic. Like the first ones is always so good,
right?
And the first Leprechaun movie, while it is probably one of the best in the series,
right?
I don't really find it iconic.
No.
Not in my mind.
I think the only reason it's iconic is because of, like, Jennifer Aniston is in it.
I'm barely iconic because of her.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She's just, it's just a cool thing that she's there.
Right, exactly.
So it's weird when they go back to this, how much of, like, kind of the callbacks work?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's just because I think the movie series itself so far has been
has strayed so far from it, has been so
inconsistent.
Yeah.
The lore is completely different.
Yep.
And so I was very surprised that they were like, we're going to start referencing the old movies. I'm like, this is what I want.
Yeah, this is what we've been wanting from all these other movies.
Watch Till We Can't.
Yeah.
I want them to have some sort of connection, even if it's vague.
Some lore, something
that passes through instead of literally changing it up each time, having a different leprechaun,
yep.
All that stuff.
And we do have a different leprechaun. That's the crazy thing.
He's not a different leprechaun.
Well, Warwick Davis did not return.
Okay, I guess that's true, yes.
But you're right. This is the same leprechaun from the original
movie.
Yeah.
So there is a new leprechaun. He's not Warwick Davis.
Yeah,
What did you think of his performance?
Man,
He was the worst part of the
movie. He was really bad.
He was the worst part of the movie.
He was really bad.
Everything else about those movies, like, a step up, but they really are just lacking Warwick Davis.
There's a big hole in this movie, and it is Warwick Davis shaped.
It is.
So it's not that big a hole. But but no, like, genuinely, like, you really realize how much Warwick brings to this character.
He really does. Like,
everything. The way he laughs, the way he talks, his performance. Yeah. Like,
and so it's interesting because this is similar to how they recast Pinhead.
Pinhead,
right?
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
From, what's his fucking name?
Hellraiser.
No, I'm thinking the actor's name.
Oh,
Doug Bradley. They recast him. And that actor did a great job, did a different reinterpretation of him.
Well, wait, which one?
The latest one. We're talking about the remake.
I was
going to
say.
The Hulu one.
The Hulu one did do a good job.
Did a good job. We're not talking about the one from
I was going to say.
The one after that was okay. But.
Yeah. but the like Puffy.
The Puffy guy,
The Puffy guy did a bad job. But yo, you're right. The more recent one, that was a really
good
interpretation
because it was different. You know, it showed that, like, here are the core tenets of
Cenobites.
I was going to say, this is the core tenet of Hellraiser. Pinhead.
Yeah.
Like, the thing about this one is this is clearly, like, not a reboot in the fact that, like, we're going to, like, have a new leprechaun. We're going to, like, pass the torch. It's like, no, this is someone who is supposed to be from the first movie. You know, they're echoing Warwick Davis directly.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they hold a candle at
all. Not at all. Not at all.
I think if they went with a different direction and tried to act completely differently, it might have worked better.
Like a different leprechaun or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. And had him do his own thing.
Yes.
Because I do feel like, yeah, I that's why I was sort of like hesitant, because I'm like, I feel bad because like I think the actor is trying, but like,
oh, yeah.
You know?
It's just not there, though.
No, it's just not there. He doesn't have that Warwick Davis, you know, spark.
Like, you can say some people are trying and they're bad at their job. That's fine.
Well, it's because it's like, I feel like he's being cornered here, where it's like, yo, you know, like, this is what you need to do. Like, you need to do what Warwick Davis did, and that's it. And it's like, maybe that's not, maybe the actor wanted to do some other fun shit, you know?
But they
are
pigeonholed based on the fact that even the script is, like, tied so directly to that first movie.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. I agree with you. But yeah, he is the worst part of this movie.
He's the worst part of this movie, which is weird, because like, he's always the best part of the movie.
He's pretty great.
Yeah, everything else, I
like, the jokes are great, the characters
are
great.
The problem with this movie, though, is that, like, you know, there's that big hole missing, right?
Yeah, well,
like,
yeah,
if Warwick Davis came back for this movie, this would be the best Leprechaun movie.
100% agree with you.
Absolutely would be the best.
It'd be better than the first one. Yeah,
I think it would. I think it would far surpass that, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. but unfortunately. It's
now that this movie exists too, you can feel the gulf between, because I think before we were saying Leprechaun 3 was our favorite, like, sequel, right?
Yeah.
The one where he goes to Vegas. You now realize the gulf between, like, how good the first Leprechaun movie and the third Leprechaun movie are when you have this movie, where it's like, you could have been doing this the whole fucking time, you know? Like,
but, I mean, this is also very by the numbers, too, right? Like, this is a by the numbers
sure.
kind of horror movie. But, like, well, Leprechaun 3 is, like, weird. You know,
yeah.
that's a weird ass movie. There's a sex robot.
There's
with
a sex
boobs.
Robot with boobs. But this one, I don't know. Like, this one works so, like, all the actors are killing it in this movie.
Absolutely, yeah.
Everyone does such a good job.
I guess
job.
I'm talking more about, like, the setting. I think the setting and the plot was kind of like.
You can change the setting. I'm just like, you stick with this concept. Like, stick with this idea, is what I'm mm-hmm. saying. Yeah. Well, do any of the characters return? Because I know Jennifer Aniston isn't in this movie.
Some characters do return.
That's what I've heard.
That's what you heard. Oh, that's yeah, what you I've don't, heard. You don't anyway, let's get started with the opening of this. So it's a sci-fi original, which surprised me.
I miss sci-fi originals, man. Back in the day, was this a sci-fi logo with like the planet on it too?
No,
is
this
it...
is the new one, dude.
Ooh,
this
Sci-Fi.
This is the Sci-Fi logo. God, I wrote
get that shit
forgot.
Out of here.
Sci-Fi. Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that rebranding, but I guess it's working for them.
Yeah, I suppose so.
So, the opening shot. So I didn't know what this movie was. I didn't know it was a continuation. But then I noticed the first shot is the leprechaun eating a four-leaf clover and his face like melting and he fell into a well.
And that's the end of the first movie.
But it looks so different. I was like, these are some graphics. They're using some special effects in this. And it looked good, but it was just like, this is not the first movie.
They reshot it.
And then it says, Leprechaun Returns. And then we are introduced to our main character, Lila, who wakes up on a bus and looks between kind of like the bus backseat cushions. And there's a little leprechaun that goes, Waiter Spiegel! And she wakes up again, and it was a dream.
Oh.
And then Lila takes a photo of herself and posts it on Funstagram.
Oh, boy.
Man.
I love this kind of shit. Terrible. They don't want to have actual
websites.
They don't
want to use the actual website. Yeah. It looks so bad. Their tagline for Funstagram, love, moment, emotion.
Why even do that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I love that there's some probably like intern working on this shit. And they're like, I'm really going to put a lot of effort into this Funstagram thing.
Like,
yeah.
Why would you do that? Just get a real, just put, that put it on real. There. I don't know. There's some legal thing where they're like, pay Instagram.
I think they might have to pay money. Yeah.
Maybe that's it. And they're like, we'll just make some fun, goofy thing. Anyway, she says she's off to save the world. I don't know what that means. Yeah. I mean, I do kind of, but it seems a little excessive.
Aren't they like into like green energy or something like that? Is that what she's up to save
yeah,
the world?
So it's revealed that eventually she's going to this place. This is a little ahead of it, but that's fine. She's going to basically the original house in the first movie.
Yes.
And because it's so off the grid, they're going to try to make it basically economical and sustainable with her sorority sisters. Because she's going off to college. She's transferring, I believe.
Do you think she's into green energy because of like,
I didn't even think about that.
Leprechauns
love green.
Yeah,
they never mention much green energy stuff. They're just kind of like, we're off the grid. We're you know, we got solar panels.
I saw the solar panels.
We got our own water supply, which is the well.
They have a very small carbon footprint.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
just like a little leprechaun's footprint, very small.
There you go.
So she gets dropped off at the bus stop, and then has to kind of wait for her friends to pick her up. But then a car drives up. It's a truck, and it says, Ozzy's Paint and Tire Services, baby.
Ozzy's
I'm
in
like,
the movie.
Ozzy's in this movie? and it's the exact same actor. It's the
same actor.
I can't believe they got him back. But
I can. What else is he doing? Yeah.
So they recharacterize him a little bit. Like, I don't know. I can't remember the first movie ended where if he got his wish of quote unquote becoming smart or whatever.
No, remember he was always smart. He was just smart in a different way than everyone else.
Okay. I couldn't tell because he's acting. I don't think
he's acting smart now.
I don't think this Ozzy would eat a gold again. Is all I'm saying. Okay. He won't eat a gold piece by accident. He's a little bit smarter. He's just kind of a simple guy.
Right.
But, you know.
Right.
So he arrives and he sees, he's like, hey, do you need a ride? And she's like, doesn't know this guy. And he's like, no, I'm good. And he's like, oh, I think, are you one of the girls that's fixed up that old house? I'll give you a ride. And he's like, no, it's okay. Mm. And then he's like, you look like someone I used to know. And I'm like, someone used to know? What's going on? Because I didn't know the connection to the house yet.
Yeah.
So she's like, well, I don't, clearly my friends are not picking me up. So I'm going to go text and look at Boogly. Go to Boogly.
Yeah.
But Boogly?
Boogly.
Why does it put the Y at the end? Why do they put Boogle?
Yeah,
but
right?
They're like Boogly. Boogly's it.
Search emotion.
Plus a Y.
Yeah.
To look up a taxi service, and the only taxi service in the area is Ozzy's Taxi. She calls it. He picks up. He's like, do you need a ride? Like, all right, fine. I'll get on there. Mm. So she gets in his car. It's like a truck. Drives over to where she needs to go. And his car is full of four-leaf clovers.
Oh.
And she's like, oh, are you Irish? He's like, nope. Are you a fan of the culture? He's like, no.
Hate him.
Those fuckers.
Yeah.
So then she's like, yeah, so this house we're going to, you. She's like, oh, yeah, you heard of it? Yeah. You're like, she's like, yeah, my mom gifted it to me. He's like, wait, are you Tori Redding's daughter? And she's like, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, I used to know her. Yeah. Ooh. He's like, she's like, yeah, she died last year.
She died. Dude.
Yeah,
she's dead. Not going to appear in
back.
This movie.
She's not going to appear in this movie. So don't get your hopes up, audience.
She looks dead in the camera.
Yeah. Ozzy's like, well, Tori was cool. She was very nice to me. And she's like,
she was nice.
Do you have any stories about her? And he just kind of like stares off like, I don't want to talk about this. And then Liza's like, wow, this house is so far from campus, setting up that they're going to be isolated.
Mm-hmm.
So they arrive at the house. It has Greek letters on it now. I think AU or whatever for their sorority.
Mm.
And Ozzy drops her off. And Ozzy just keeps staring at the well. I noticed they did a good continuity with his ear still being kind of messed up. Has scarring.
Oh, look at that. Which is kind of fun. Do you think he still has a gold piece inside of him?
He might. He might indeed.
Mm.
So then everything's okay. He says, we made sure of it. To Lila.
Ah, okay. Really quick.
Uh-huh.
I had to look this up. I didn't want to sound like a fucking idiot.
Uh-huh.
Because I always do that on a podcast.
No, who would do such a... I never do that, so it's good you did this. So finally, you know, keep it up to the right level.
I had to Boogle you.
No, you had to Boogle this. You don't want to Boogle this fact.
I didn't want
to
bungle this. So AU is the chemical element for gold.
Oh,
that's
that
cute?
You're right. It is, isn't it?
It later on, I see that in the movie. I'm like, that's interesting. I wonder if that's the
yeah,
thing.
You're but right. It is.
I just Googled it just now.
Just
and
to
yes,
double
it
check.
Is.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Well, you should trust your instinct because it was right.
Yeah, that's true.
You have an eye for that gold.
Oh, no. I think I drank too much of that whiskey.
Oh, no. The whiskey the leprechaun
came in? Yeah.
I know it's hard times out here, but like, come on, man. You dumped that out.
I didn't realize. I forgot.
Oh, yeah. And you're like, it's a little creamier than I
expected. Yeah, exactly. It's like a Guinness.
Special edition Jameson.
Yeah.
So then he says cryptically, like, yeah, we made sure everything's okay. And he's like, if it's not, make sure to look at the basement. She's like, wait, what? And then he drives off.
Mysterious.
So she gets out and kind of gets near the well. So we all know what the well happened in the well.
Yeah, we know what happened in the well.
And she stares at it and looks and thinks. And then, ah, jump scare. Katie's there. And she's one of her fellow sorority sisters. She's like, oh, yeah. I can't believe you're here. Wait, you're Lila. Oh, how'd you get here? It's not until, you know, your car's at that time. Oh, we missed it. I'm so sorry. That's okay. Meredith already has, like, took the car, so we couldn't pick you up anyway. So it's a good thing you got a ride. But I'm sorry you had to ride with that weirdo Ozzy. He's so weird.
Shh.
Anyway.
Meredith sucks. Meredith sucks.
We haven't met her yet.
Katie's cool.
Katie is cool.
I like Katie.
Rose is also here. She's mentioned Rose. Rose
she's
is cool.
Nice.
Rose is like the person trying to get shit done. She's actually the one who cares about everything.
Right.
She's like, yeah, she's baking stuff. They mentioned they're making clover juice, which I assume comes into play later.
Oh. That explains a lot, actually.
Okay, good. Okay. No, good. No, because they're
I didn't
like,
know what that was.
We're making juice out of the clovers. Yeah, there's just a weird patch in the back. There's a lot of clovers around here, so we decided to make some clover juice.
Interesting. Okay.
Rosie's in the back. She's like, I'm trying to fix everything up. And she's like, so they said this well was like decommissioned, but I tested the well water. It's perfectly fine. So we're going to use that to pump our water.
Uh-oh.
I know, right? Anyway, we got these solar panels installed. Until then, there's no internet and no cell service. And I'm like, oh, they're setting it up. They're setting up all the problems that are going to happen.
Yeah.
So the girls kind of chat with each other and they talk about how Meredith is an asshole. But the reason they keep her is because of, like, she knows natural plants in the area. That's what she's going to college for. And I'm like,
so they
that
need her?
Seems like the most useless fucking
also like,
thing when
you guys
you build
could
a
just
house.
Do that.
Just Google what plants to
there's
use.
There's no internet.
Go Google at the bus stop and like save it to your phone.
Yeah.
And just go
buy a book.
Them. Yeah.
Or Meredith is doing the same thing a book could give
that's
you.
That's basically it. I'm like, you don't need her.
Yeah. Get out of here.
But whatever.
She
just,
sucks.
They're like, oh, she likes natural plants and she does drugs and she drinks a lot.
That's why they keep her around because she's got drugs on her.
I don't think they really seem, they don't seem interested in that
they're
stuff.
Not that cool.
No. Yeah. They're basically nerds just trying to get this house cool. Yeah. So then they're hanging out in the house, but then Meredith shows up. We meet her, and she brought boys with her.
Whoa!
She brought this guy named Andy and his friend Matt. And apparently Andy and Katie used to be an item. I know. And they got pizza from this place called Legitimate Pizza. That's what it says in the box. It's not fake pizza, just to let you know.
Okay.
Meredith is like, I brought pizza. Let's get fucking drunk. And Rose is like, do you want to like help work on stuff? She's like, no, fuck that. We'll do it tomorrow.
Do you know any of the natural plants in the area?
Like, what the fuck is she even going to help with?
Yeah, she's not going to help at all. Even if she knew the plants, she wouldn't tell you.
Just
get
to
rid
her.
Of her.
Yeah, she's useless.
She sucks.
Anyway, and then they make jokes about like, oh, Katie's not going to sleep with Andy tonight, is she? Oh, it's like, obviously they're going to.
Mm-hmm.
So then Ozzy is driving. And he's like, oh, shit, I forgot my phone. Well, okay, we'll go back. I think I must have dropped it at the place I dropped her Lila off.
How did he forget his phone there? Just fell out of his pocket?
I don't even know because I don't even think he gets out of the car. So I just think he just, I don't know.
Maybe he is still stupid.
Maybe he is still stupid.
Yeah.
So he goes back and finds his phone. He's like, ah, cool. But then he hears laughing coming from the well.
Oh, no.
And he goes and he gets his four-leaf clover out. And he like walks up to the well and gets real close. And then the well just explodes with green juice.
Oh, my
explodes
God.
Explodes all over the place. He's like, ah! Okay, it was just in my memory. That's just something I imagined. He gets back in his car. He starts driving. He's like, ah, oh, it's just a coincidence. But he's like, oh, no, I'm starting to feel sick. Oh, my stomach. So he's starting to feel sick. He pulls over, and his stomach is like popping in and out. He's got something growing in there. And
what
I'm like,
hell?
Oh, shit. Is he going to have like a bunch of gold come out of his stomach again
yeah,
or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
And no, what happens is an arm pops out of his stomach, and another arm pops out of his stomach, and two legs.
Whoa!
The leprechaun is being birthed out of Ozzy. He's coming
How?
Out of him.
How? Why?
So it later explained that it's because Ozzy still had that gold piece inside of him.
It's still lodged in his
makes
belly.
No fucking sense.
You didn't pass that shit,
right? Like you'd pass. It's not a big gold piece. Like it's just
yeah.
a coin.
Yeah.
But so he busts out of his belly, and he's like, ah. Papa!
It's showtime!
Pretty much. And Ozzy's like, oh, we killed you 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And he's like, ah, you're looking a little worse for wear to me, boy. Ah. Anyway.
He looks worse for wear, too.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
25 years, I got a lot of killing to make up for. So they're kind of like, the thing that kind of bums me a little bit out about this movie
yeah.
is they're just doing the thing where it's like, the leprechaun just wants to kill people. And it's just like, I liked it better when he was just like,
toying
all about
with them?
The gold.
Yeah.
He just wanted the gold and was just fucking with people a lot,
yeah.
you know?
He just wants to kill
But now
them.
He just wants to kill people now, so
yeah.
I guess he is missing his gold, so he wants to kill people, I suppose.
That's true. He's
so
looking
he,
for his gold.
He basically walks out of his corpse and says, ooh, I do look better. And he walks off and Ozzy's
I
dead.
Like how he even was like, I have changed.
Like, pretty much, yeah. But he says he's better looking, so I don't know.
Sure
I disagree
he
with.
Is.
So he walks off. So then Katie seems smart, like a smart person, but she's acting dumb in front of Andy, even though Andy's probably like the dumbest person in the world.
I don't know if I know Andy.
You do. He's still alive in your half.
Oh, okay.
He's the. Do you know two guys? Or two
I know one guy, Matt.
What happened to Andy?
I don't know. Oh, wait. I know what happens to Andy.
Okay. I was like, it felt like where I was at, it felt like he wasn't going to last very long.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you're right. He doesn't last okay. very long. But yeah, okay. Now I remember what happens to Andy.
Anyway,
got
Andy's
it.
There. Right. So let's see. Lila admits to like everyone. They're like, what's your family? What's your deal, girl? And she's like, well, you know, I was taking care of my mom for so long. Like, I was kind of like working.
Taking care of her. What was wrong with her?
She had mental health issues because she thought a leprechaun was going to fucking kill her all the time. And then she got cancer and died. Oh. And everyone's like, oh, awkward. It's like, motherfuckers, you asked.
Yeah.
You asked. You wanted to know what was what your story.
Sorry. Like.
Yeah. And then they're like, ugh, weird. Anyway.
I'm back to drinking.
Pretty much. And Matt is like, I'll help you with rainwater barrels, Lila, in the morning. And she's like, oh, thank you. But Meredith's like, careful. Her mom was crazy. You know that shit is hereditary.
Oh, boy. Okay. Meredith sucks.
She's awful.
Yeah.
And then Andy and Katie go smash, and the leprechaun sees them smashing through the windows. Like, cool.
Cool.
Oh, neat. I haven't seen that in 25 years.
Gotta bust a nut.
So then Lila goes to sleep and wakes up to see bloody Ozzy hovering over her. She wakes up with blood on her face, which is never explained. It's like real blood.
Oh, interesting.
Real. Don't know why.
That's interesting.
And it turns out she kind of hears some noise, and she goes and checks the basement, and it's completely flooded. There's water everywhere, and the leprechaun is like hiding.
The basement is flooded?
The basement's flooded.
Whoa.
I know. And it's not just because Matt's there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Matt's there. He's flooding her basement.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, they have a thing. I got there. It's okay. You know, anyway.
I didn't realize Matt and Lila had a thing.
Kinda, yeah. It's pretty vague, but yeah. It's there. And the leprechaun's hiding in the basement water as well. So you're like, oh shit, is he gonna pop out and kill her?
Bum bum bum.
But there's all this water, and you know, Lila goes and shuts off the water leak, and Rose comes down, is like, oh, this is gonna set us back a whole day. And Rose is also like, by the way, don't mention your mom so much. Everyone gets weirded out by that.
I wasn't gonna mention it again.
And she's like, oh, okay, but she's really important to me. It's like, don't do that. People get weirded out by that. And I'm like, oh, okay. So those kind of people.
Yeah, yep. But sorority sisters.
Yeah, exactly. We're all friends until drama happens.
Yeah, exactly. until shit really gets down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the leprechaun is hanging out in the water, and the girls both go upstairs, and he reappears and says, I love the smell of me gold in the morning. I'm like, what the fuck are you saying?
He's not good.
He's just saying weird shit.
He's just saying shit.
I'm just saying stuff. And it's like, you're not, I feel like they're just so, it's so inorganic to what's happening.
Is it
show.
The writer that we blame?
I blame the writer.
Okay, good. I don't want to blame this actor. No, I don't know I don't if do he it. Was improvising.
No.
Yeah.
Let's see. Lila is outside. She's trying to move some barrels and the leprechaun's in there and he's fucking around with it, but he runs away.
Yeah.
And then Matt is a film guy. He likes to film stuff.
Right.
He comes out and he tries to help her.
My favorite movie is Leprechaun.
I love Leprechaun. Yeah, piece is underrated. Let me tell you.
Leprechaun 3?
Leprechaun 3, pretty good. You know it's Warwick Davis's favorite movie. So the leprechaun tries to kill them while they're trying to move stuff, but he's like,
with no gold these 25 years, I've lost me knack. But time and a fresh killing should help bring it back.
Okay.
And he keeps
reminding us how long it's been.
I know. Well, he has like a, he tries to like levitate a pitchfork and stab someone, but just kind of like falls over. Lila keeps seeing the dead taxi guy and then blurts it out loud and is like, oh, she's like, Matt's like, what? I saw a dead guy over there. Oh, I can't believe I said that out loud. And he's just like, oh, that's cool.
We're talking about a lot of dead people.
This lady is maybe a little crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then we got a whole scene where a post office guy arrives and he like delivers the mail. This guy was introduced somewhat earlier. He's just kind of like waving. Like,
I don't think this guy ever
he doesn't.
Appears.
No, he doesn't because, he's like,
what does he look like? Do you have a mustache?
I don't fucking remember. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Mike.
There's a guy in a mustache in my half of the movie that I don't understand why he's there.
It's definitely not this guy.
Okay.
He hears the leprechaun inside the mailbox making cat sounds. Mm-hmm. So he reaches his hand in there. He reaches his head in there and gets his fucking head stuck. And the leprechaun, like, breaks him out and throws him on the ground and takes his car and runs over his head.
Damn.
And then he puts a little fragile sticker on his head. He's like, hee hee hee. And there's blood on his boot. He's like, oh, shit, I got to clean this off. And I'm like, okay.
There we go.
Reference.
There we go.
Reference. To be fair, that is one that
this
has been
reference.
Somewhat
this
consistent.
This is lore.
This is good lore that's been consistent, actually, throughout the series. One of the few pieces of lore is that he cares about his shoes.
Yes, exactly. Because he was an old shoemaker.
And he loves shoes, I guess. All of them do, I guess. Maybe all leprechauns are shoe people.
Mm.
Unless it was, what was it, Leprechaun Back to the Hood, where he was like a fucking...
He was a guy...
He was like a king's person.
In the second
gold.
One. Yes. Yeah,
he got corrupted.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They're from nature.
They're from nature, but not this one, I guess. Anyway, so he's like, killing is the key to me health. It'll help me find me wealth.
He's rhyming again, too.
He's rhyming. He does rhyme. They're not great, but he rhymes.
Sometimes he rhymes.
Sometimes he rhymes, sometimes he doesn't. Yeah. It's inconsistent. I'm kind of sad that, like, the first movie we saw, which was Leprechaun in the Hood,
the first one, yeah.
Like, he rhymes the most in that movie.
Yeah, I know.
Out of all of these, which is such a disappointment.
I know. We just want a rhyming killer.
That's all we want.
Yeah.
Lila's taking a shower, and Leprechaun flushes the toilet. She's like, oh, it's cold. And she's like, what the heck's going on with the water? And Katie pops in and is like, I don't know, and takes a photo of her, like, with the shower curtain around her.
Why'd she do that?
I'm putting it on the gram.
Oh.
They could say the gram because it's
short for...
Not Instagram.
Face gram?
It's short for... Facial gram?
Facial gram?
Facial gram. That's a different series, Mike.
Gram?
We put all the sexy stuff behind us in the last episode. Funstagram.
Funstagram.
Because you're having fun on it.
That's right. It's like Friendster.
It's like Friendster. Oh, man. I haven't thought about that in a long time. Friendster. Oh. So then, So she gets out of the shower. And Leprechaun doesn't do anything. He's just fucking around. Which I'm like, oh, maybe he's going to just fuck around.
There we go. He's just being mischievous.
People.
Where is his gold? Like, that's the other thing, right? They haven't gotten his gold.
No one knows.
They don't have his gold.
He's just running around being an asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
So then turns out they have internet again. Matt's showing off his drone footage he got, and they got like a little creature running around, and they're like, oh, it must be like a rabbit. So Rose freaks out, like, oh, it's nighttime. I'm gonna go put some fucking fences around to stop the rabbits from eating all our food, otherwise we're gonna die. Because I guess self-sustaining crops and such.
Right.
Suddenly Irish music starts playing over the Bluetooth speakers. And
Flogging Molly.
Yeah, I wish. No, it's much more traditional.
Oh, okay.
Then, so Lila's like, oh, I have a speaker. I'll go get that. I have my portable speaker. I'll go grab that. So she goes to her room and sees that her stuffed bear is like all like moved. And so she goes in the bed to find it, and it's been decapitated.
Oh.
And the leprechaun pulls the bear head off of him. He's like, and she's like, oh my God, what the fuck? And she falls over, and he like grabs her leg and licks her and says, full bodied with hints of your mother. And I know that's like the gross.
The gross leprechaun. This has been established. This is lore as well.
Yes, he's gross. Yeah,
he's gross around women.
But she's like, oh my God, my mom wasn't crazy. And he's like, thanks to this gold in me friend's bowels, I was able to reform. Then he goes to grab her, and she pushes him off, and he's about to hit her really hard in the head, but the power goes out because Andy earlier was told not to blow up the air mattress because the fuses couldn't handle it.
And he did it anyway.
And yeah, there you go.
Andy sucks. Katie, what'd you ever see in him?
She mentions that multiple times.
Yeah.
But then she keeps having sex with him, so I don't know.
Big dick.
That's what she saw.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't see much else. Matt says, way to go, dude. And then Andy's like upset and he walks off. And then Matt's like, I'm gonna film myself in the chair. So he films himself sitting in the chair, going, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And then he hears Lila scream. He's like, Lila, are you okay? And he goes and
Why do you do that? Why do you film himself in the chair?
I don't know. He's making a weird documentary. I don't know what his goal here is. It's just general shitty documentarian shit.
Nah, okay.
He saw her. So Leprechaun's mentioning, I saw you showering and you got great. You got boobs of oodles of talent. I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? What is this guy?
This guy sucks.
He sucks.
I don't like this leprechaun.
He's not a good leprechaun. So then she kicks his head off and gooey juice just comes out and he just puts it back on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Matt's like, say, where are you? And then he imitates her voice, saying, I'm coming, Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what the fuck? And he runs off. And he just knocks him over.
Shit.
And he runs off. And he's like, well, an animal must have knocked me over.
Must have been another rabbit.
Yeah. And Lila's like, God, you're not going to believe me because I'm crazy, but that was like a leprechaun. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Would you believe like somebody if they said that they saw a leprechaun?
If the leprechaun earlier knocked me over, probably. Probably a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Anyway, Katie leaves to go fix the fuse box, and Andy jumps.
I wonder if people believe us that we've seen a leprechaun.
I feel
for
like
our podcast.
So many motherfuckers are out there saying, oh, they're just doing voices.
No, they don't sound anything like us. No. They have an accent.
How could I communicate with the leprechaun that quickly, right?
You can't.
There's no
you
way.
Can't. There's no scientific way that you can explain
that. We crosstalk all the time.
I talk to him as well.
I don't get it. It's just such a stupid...
Guys, come on.
Ugh.
We've seen a leprechaun. Got it trapped.
It's terrorizing Mike's house. I think this is really fucked up that you guys aren't
that
believing
you guys don't
us.
Believe us.
This is just, you never believe victims, do you?
You never believe victims.
Never do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about
not a leprechaun.
Mike had to drink Guinness cum.
Yeah, fuckers.
And now who knows what's happening to his body. He could be
something
just like
terrible.
Ozzy and have a little leprechaun pop out of him. I don't know.
I hope that doesn't happen.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of things that are gross, Katie goes to fix the fuse box, and Andy scares her, and then they just start making out and doing it.
God damn it,
and
Katie.
And Meredith's, like, drinking from the kitchen. By the way, she's been drunk this whole movie, like, drinking.
She
and
drinks in my afternoon.
Drinks
too.
A lot.
Yeah. She got a problem.
She her thing is that she's like, you know, I grow vegetables because you can make alcohol out of any vegetable.
Oh, that's why they keep her around. It's because they know.
But no one seems to enjoy it except her.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you're, it's like, I don't know, it's like you're really into chocolate. And, like, someone's like, yeah, but, you know, you can just, like, grow chocolate out of the ground and just eat it raw.
She feels more like the person that's, like, really into, like, weed culture, you know? And
it's
like, right. It's just like, oh, that's really cool, I guess. But, like, that's your only facet of your personality. And also, your personality is terrible.
Yeah. And you're constantly high and just boring and, like, annoying and kind of mean.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's just someone who's too into some vice and it's just like, come on, man.
Come on.
It's too much.
Find another part of your personality.
Yeah. Like, get into weed or something. So Meredith's like, ew, gross. And then she turns around and Leprechaun's there. He's like, hee-hee-hee. She's like,
so Meredith saw the Leprechaun.
Meredith sees the Leprechaun and talks to him and says, oh, cool, and takes a photo with him, like selfies with him.
Gonna post it on the
And then he's
Instagram.
Like, ah, golden shower. I'm like, what the
why
fuck?
Why did you say golden
shower? I
don't shower?
Know. I tried, I rewound a couple times. I did not understand why he just said golden shower.
This is the problem with the Leprechaun. He's just saying jokes that don't make sense.
No, he doesn't make sense at all. Maybe because he's thinking gold and they're gonna fuck
in the
shower afterwards, but they're not even close to the shower. I don't.
And they're gonna
know.
Fuck.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
No, not the Leprechaun and Meredith. Andy and Katie are gonna.
Oh,
fuck.
Okay.
And she's like, I don't care what the others say. I'm gonna take a picture. This is hilarious. Mm. And the Leprechaun's like, oh, a Walkman and a camera, all in one. Impressive. She's like, what's a Walkman? He's like, never mind. Anyway, you know, the Leprechaun's old. It's funny.
He's yeah.
So he's like, anyway, tell me what a gold is and I won't whip you to shreds. She looks kind of scared at this point.
Hmm.
But then we cut to Lila running out of the house, telling Rose and Matt, like, there's a leprechaun in there. You know you don't believe me. And Rose is like, are you sure? And then Meredith comes out and is like, look, there's a fucking photo of a leprechaun. Like, she took a photo and everyone's,
wow.
Like, everyone's like, oh, shit. But then Lila's like, yeah, we got to take care of him. Like, that's something my mom was saying was, like, attacking her. And then Meredith immediately is like, you're like, oh, Meredith's like coming to prove everything. She immediately goes, maybe we should stop taking the rantings of a crazy person seriously.
You
like,
have a photo
you literally
of
just
a leprechaun.
To him. She was like, oh, maybe earlier she mentioned that maybe it was like hallucinations, but it's like,
you have
a
photo.
Would you Photoshop that in your alcoholic state?
Meredith sucks.
She's just such an inconsistent character that sucks.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and everyone else isn't consistent because they're just like, yeah, that's probably true, Meredith, you know?
It's weird because I do kind of believe her, but it's very unclear.
Mm-hmm.
So they go back in, and Meredith doesn't tell anyone what the leprechaun said to her.
What the leprechaun say to her?
I don't know. But like, clearly it was like, I want gold, right? Like, show me my gold or I'll kill you.
Right.
And so it's like, clearly the leprechaun let her go, right?
Yes.
So, like, is there some weird, there's probably some deal that
you'll
she
have
made.
To see.
She had to because she sucks, right?
You'll have to see.
Andy then, like, leaves after smashing
Katie,
and he throws a condom away in the compost bin.
That's pretty
good. And
great.
Katie's like, no, that's not biodegradable. He's like, whatever. And she's like, I made such bad choices. So he goes out and pisses somewhere, and Leprechaun appears. He's like, oh, what the fuck? What is this Leprechaun doing here? And the Leprechaun's like, where's me gold? And he's like, I don't fucking know. And he takes a photo of him. And the Leprechaun's like, tit for tat, you took a picture of me. And then he picks up Andy and just fucking throws him. Which is funny because I thought he would, like, kill him. But he just kind of throws him.
Yeah. He's not going to hurt poor Andy.
Andy hasn't done anything.
Yeah. He's an innocent.
I guess he took a photo.
Yeah.
Anyway, everyone else is like outside looking for the leprechaun. And then Andy just gets thrown into the picture. And Leprechaun's here. And he's just standing there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, taunts Andy. And Andy's like fucking macho. He's like, well, I can fucking take this little guy. So he throws the compost bin. I was wondering if they'd make a reference to the condom falling out or something. But
no.
He throws the compost bin. Leprechaun. Good stuff here. He throws at the leprechaun. Leprechaun jumps on the compost bin and rolls it around. And
like
basically
a log?
Like a log. And then cartoonily like throws it at him using his feet.
Nice.
And it knocks him way back against the wall. And that's the end of my half.
Well then.
Yeah.
The leprechaun uses his telekinesis to drop a solar panel down off the roof and slices Andy down the middle.
Oh,
that's the first thing I see.
Okay, let's go with Andy.
Yeah,
R&D.
There you go. And I'm like, this is a pretty good effect. You actually see like the gross inner side, like insides of his body.
The effects of this movie are pretty gnarly.
It's pretty great.
Like it's there. I don't know. Maybe it's like the tech or something got better, but it's because it's all like practical. I think
this was practical. Yes, this was so like a.
I just don't know why it looks so much better than like the practical effects of the earlier movies, because I don't think this movie has a big budget either. Like, this is another direct to video.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it just the tech has gotten better? I've never like followed like gore tech. You know, maybe it's more accessible to make like good fake blood or good.
I think probably, and it's also like just especially when you're like working with sci-fi, there's a lot of people that just know what they're doing.
That's true, and you could probably like even if it like. Was, you know, practical, there probably was some CG we didn't notice. It was probably just some slight CG that probably. They could actually do, which they couldn't do in the past.
That's true, to hide certain things.
To hide certain things, yeah.
It's a pretty great effect. And so everyone gets afraid because Annie's been sliced down the middle. So everyone runs back to the car to try to escape. And Katie's like, do you think Andy's dead? And I'm like, yeah, girl.
Yeah, dude. I don't even come back from that one.
Yeah. But they can't get in the car because it's locked and they don't have the keys. So they got to find the keys.
Got it.
And they also don't know where Rose is.
Sure. Rose did go earlier. So right. That would make sense that they
So they don't know where Rose is. So they've got to.
They found her earlier.
Is Rose the one? No, not Meredith. Meredith is there.
Okay, we got Rose.
They're looking for Rose.
She is
the one with the long blonde or brown hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so looking for Rose. I wrote down, the leprechaun in this movie is mischievous and likes to polish shoes again. Also, I wrote down, this little building looks a lot like the first movie because I didn't know.
Oh, you didn't know it was continuity.
No, but I was like, this looks a lot like the first movie. This is very interesting. They're talking about the leprechaun and they're like, they're like saying like, oh, you know, maybe the leprechaun's like a cannibal or something like that. Maybe he like ate Rose or something like that. And they're like, no, he'd never eat Rose.
Also weird because Meredith like knows this shit.
Right.
Like,
but Meredith doesn't want to tell everybody. And so they're like, maybe he ate him. And then they're like, no, he would never eat him. He's too fancy. And then Katie says,
he seems a little too refined though. I mean, he wears that freaking jaunty hat.
I love Katie. Whoever the actor playing Katie. Killing it in this movie.
Everyone seems to know what movie they're in.
But Katie especially is like, she's so fucking funny in this movie. Like, I
do like her.
This actor is doing a really, really good job. The gang sneak around looking for Rose and also the car keys. They're trying to avoid the leprechaun. They find the car keys eventually. They split up too. So I believe Katie and Matt are looking for the keys. And Meredith and Lila are looking for Rose.
Okay.
Maybe it's the other way around. Either way, Meredith is like, they hear like the leprechaun. And Meredith's like, oh, Lila. Her name's Lila, right?
Yeah, the main character.
Yes. They're like, she's like, Lila, go in the basement. Hide away from, you got to go in the basement and hide from the leprechaun. And she's like, no, I think that's a bad idea. And she's like, no, come on, go in the basement. We're going to hide from the leprechaun. And though Lila goes in the basement. Meredith locks the door behind her. And apparently she has a deal with the leprechaun because the leprechaun wants Lila and the gold.
Okay, because Lila knows where it is.
Apparently.
But like, okay. So he says like, look in the basement for the gold. Do you think... Like, earlier Ozzy said that. Is the basement still flooded?
No.
Okay, so it's completely drained. They did pump it. Okay.
They did pump it. Which is why I was surprised when you said it was flooded, because she goes down there and it's
Yeah, they did mention
totally
they're
going to
pump it, but they didn't really show, I don't think they really showed the scene of that happening.
It's totally dry. Meredith runs back and tells everyone that the leprechaun killed Lila, and they believe her, of course. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And they all leave without Lila. But actually, I wrote down this other thing. The leprechaun feels a little bit more like a like droopy dog. You know, like the old cartoon droopy dog, because like he's not like really causing any kind of form of violence. It's more like he just like show up in my half of the movie. He'll like show up and then everyone will go like, ah, and then they'll like push the leprechaun away and the leprechaun will like
knock up against something. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like that's most of my movie. Like,
it makes sense. He's not very powerful yet.
Not yet.
Like
yeah.
The only reason he was able to kill Andy was because he basically was,
he
like
was standing
right
next
an
to
area that could fall. You know, it's like one of those things in video games where it's like shoot the red barrel. And basically did that where it's like easy kill.
It's and I was just like, this feels like. I mean, I like how like mischievous he is, but I'm like, he's not really like threatening.
No,
so
he's not.
Lila's in the basement, and then she comes across. I wrote down in all caps. Whoa, what? The guy from the first movie? He is a weird, sad goat zombie.
What?
Yeah. So now, even though he's dead, he's now walking around as a ghost, and he's got, like, maggots falling out of his stomach and stuff. He's haunting the house because he has unfinished business because the leprechaun is walking around.
Interesting lore twist that ghosts are real.
Yes.
Now. Okay, sure.
Okay, yeah, leprechauns are running around, but ghosts?
I mean,
that's crazy.
They've never established afterlife stuff in these movies, yeah, you know? They yeah. never established, like, hauntings or anything like that.
Well, he is around.
Okay, fun. Like
and his stomach is all ripped up, and yep. so Lila throws some saran wrap at him so he can wrap up his stomach. So he doesn't, like, drip shit around anymore. I just wrote down, this is crazy.
I was wondering if he would come back.
He did.
Because I was like, they got him. Why wouldn't they use him? They kill him off so quickly.
And this is also when it's revealed to me that she is the daughter of Jennifer Aniston's character from the first movie. Was not expecting that. So Ozzy helps.
Did you, like, point at the screen and be like, whoa?
I was just like, is that the guy? Because he's wearing, like, makeup. Like, full, like, zombie makeup. So I was like, it kind of looks like him. His eyes and his nose look the same. But I was like, he's, like, kind of, like, decaying. Like, it's very hard to tell. Ozzy helps her find a map as to where the leprechaun's gold is, but it also lists a bunch of weaknesses for the leprechaun on it as well.
Okay,
which is good to know.
He's basically like a video game guide.
He really is.
Here's your quest now. Deal with this enemy.
So Lila like finds and she's like, all right, I'm gonna go find the gold, I guess. Drunk Meredith, who is driving, by the way.
I said Trump Meredith.
Trump Meredith.
Meredith Trump.
Meredith Trump.
If her last name was Trump, I'd be like, sure, all right.
I believe it.
That makes sense.
Yeah, 100%. That's why she's so shitty.
That's why she's not really helping with anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
making things worse.
Makes things worse, yeah.
Meredith is driving, even though she's drunk, and she accidentally slips that she was lying about Lila dying. She's like, she got what she was coming to her, basically. And everyone's like, coming to her? Like, I thought she was dead. And then they're like, oh, no, she's not really dead. She's alive. Mm-hmm. We just left her for dead. And then they're being chased by the leprechaun while they're being like in the car. Leprechaun is chasing them on a drone. He's on Matt's drone.
How
flying
did he
the
get
drone.
It? How is he controlling it? Does he have the little remote?
He has telekinesis, you crazy man.
Well, I mean, telekinesis, like, I feel like he can fly. So the propellers, are they spinning?
Yeah, are spinning.
How does he get that shit working?
He can use the telekinesis on the propellers.
He uses telekinesis in, like, circles. It seems so complicated. Why don't he just
that's so much more complicated.
Why wouldn't he just lift the drone with telekinesis and put him on it? Why wouldn't he just pick a stick of wood then?
I don't know, but it's a great effect.
Okay.
He's driving around
on
a drone.
I didn't mean to poo-poo. I didn't mean to poo-poo.
This movie rocks.
The drone footage.
He causes them to crash. He causes them to crash the car, and they find Ozzy's body in the middle of the woods. They find keys on Ozzy's body, and then they're going to take the keys and go try to find his truck. Mm-hmm. But then Meredith, it's revealed. Meredith reveals to everyone that she made a deal with the leprechaun. She says that if she gives up everyone, including Lila, to the leprechaun, then she can go free and go untouched, basically.
Okay.
And the leprechaun's like, okay, yeah, I'm not going to touch you. And she's like, bye, everybody. And she runs off. And then she gets killed by sprinklers.
Wait, what? How did she get killed by sprinklers?
She runs through a bunch of, like, a field of sprinklers. And then the water hits her. And the water's so hard that it's caused her to bleed. And then the sprinkler heads pop off and smash her in the stomach. And in her mouth and her head.
What?
And then it's the worst death. It's truly, like, it
I don't understand this.
She's running through a field of sprinklers.
And the water is so hard.
And then the sprinkler heads pop out and smash into her.
So... is this the leprechaun doing this?
Yes, the leprechaun
with the,
is
like,
doing
the telekinesis.
This. Yes.
He's just like, I'm gonna fucking kill you anyway.
Yes.
So he's
but
lying.
He said he wasn't gonna touch her.
Okay.
There you go.
I thought it was just like randomly these sprinklers just happen to be really shitty.
No. Matt is gonna stay behind to distract the leprechaun while Rose and Katie save Lila. He says he's like, I'm gonna stay behind. I'm gonna make sure everything goes right. And he says,
a great filmmaker is like the captain of a ship. If Werner Herzog can do it, so can I.
Werner Herzog would be proud.
At this moment, Mike stood up from his chair and went,
I was like, what?
Let's go!
In the fuck is going on?
This is what Mike would say in the same situation.
And then Katie says,
he'd be like, you could never hear the sound of this leprechaun. Do not
that's
have
not
that voice.
What he sounds like.
Let me try again.
Okay. You can do this. Remember Mando. Remember Mando.
I want to see the baby. Okay. We're good.
There we go. You got it.
This is terrifying. Never, ever.
You're like back in a Russian. He's German.
Never, ever, never, ever show this footage to anyone. Matty, never, ever do it.
That's right. Don't ever show the footage of the leprechaun.
No human should ever hear this.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good reference. So Rose and Katie get lost immediately because they don't know where they're going.
Yeah, that's fair.
And Katie's like, I'll use my stargazing app to find our way back. And I'm like, wait, you have an app on your phone that can, like, why don't you just use the GPS?
Yeah, that's a weird thing is that, like, GPS will work. even without cell service.
Yeah.
Because the global positioning sounded like.
I'm so, like, just use it. And I'm like, I don't know if the movie's like making a joke because they're like dumb, so they don't think.
But
to
they
use
don't the... seem. They don't characterize them as dumb except for like Meredith.
So I'm like, this
dead.
Just feels like a plot hole. That doesn't matter.
I
don't fucking care.
There's a few dumb plot holes.
I don't really care. It's just really funny that like they're like, oh, my stargazing app isn't working. And I'm like, just use the GPS.
I also like the stargazing app. I know you can download those because they know you're probably going to a rural area without cell phone service.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Like, fucking whatever.
So they end up running into Lila anyway, and then they're like, all right, let's all look for the gold. And so they're like looking for the gold. They're trying to find the gold using the map. And then we cut back to Matt, and Matt's there. He's using his camera for the drone, mm-hmm. and he's trying to like find where the leprechaun is, but he mm-hmm. starts like losing where the leprechaun is, and then uh-oh. He loses control of the drone.
And the drone comes, cuts his head off.
And he sees the drone coming towards him, and it's the slowest moving drone. And I'm like, dude, just take five steps to the right. Like,
or
what are
drop
you
down.
Doing? He just stands there going, ah, as the drone like
classic
gets closer and closer to him.
Cuts his head off.
Cuts his head off, yeah. I'm like, you deserve this shit, you idiot.
And Leprechaun's like, that's how he got head, finally.
I think he does make a dumb head joke, but not as good as that. That was a good
that's
joke.
The thing. Just Leprechaun's not up to snuff in this. The Leprechaun
really
returns, but he's kind of sleepy. Is what they should have called this.
This is like when a comic like takes like a break for a bit and then he comes back and you're
yeah.
just like,
this oh, this is canceled tour.
This is Dave Chappelle coming back. Yeah, and it's just like this isn't funny anymore. And another thing about the transsexuals.
No, I mean, we did establish that he was did not like liberals.
Yeah, that's
so
true. That's true.
It kind of makes sense that he would kind of go this way.
I'm getting canceled.
I can't believe it. No one loves green anymore. I think it's bad as soon as they see it. They see red.
I really want to keep talking like this, but I'm going to stop. I'm
oh, okay,
stop
good, good.
Like
I'm
that.
Just doing the accents.
No, me too. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that doesn't sound anything like the leprechauns yeah, from yeah. the original movie, for the original podcasts. Anyway, so blah, 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 blah. They find the pot of gold. And it's mostly empty.
Okay. That makes sense, right?
Well, no, it doesn't make sense. Why is the pot of gold almost
someone
empty?
Someone found it and stole it.
Who stole it? Who found it?
Ooh, let's see. Ozzy.
No.
I'm
giving you one more guess.
Lila's mom.
No. Damn. Rose.
Rose stole it.
Rose found the gold, and she used it to refurbish the house that they're currently in.
Oh, God. That's really funny.
So all of the gold is in a cash for gold place in like Bismarck, like, or Bushwick, I mean.
Oh my goodness.
So
that's really funny.
They can't get the gold. Like even if they wanted to, they have to go all the way to the cash for gold place and get it. So there's no way to stop the leprechaun
that's
from killing them.
That's
yeah.
a good idea.
Yeah. So yeah, so they're like, what the fuck are we gonna do? It's like a half empty like pot of gold. Like if we give this to the leprechaun, he's gonna know that there's like missing gold. So like we gotta make a plan. We gotta figure this out. We gotta do this together. We gotta kill this leprechaun. We can't just give the gold back.
So does Lila at any point remember go to the basement? Because like I guess she already went to the basement.
She already went
got
to
that,
the basement.
Got that info, but okay.
Yes, exactly. We also learn now. I don't know if you've mentioned this.
So is Rose the whole time being like, I don't know where the fucking gold is?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, I was rooting for her. She seemed like my favorite. She was one of my favorites. But.
She's all right. Lila, I don't know if you mentioned this. Lila has a necklace.
Oh, yeah. The leprechaun touched her necklace at one point and went, ah! She's like, my mom gives to me to protect me, and that's it.
So why did it hurt the leprechaun?
Because it has a clover in it? Mm-mm. Fuck. Mm-mm. It's not wrought iron, is it?
It is.
It's wrought iron?
It's iron. It's fool's gold, so it's iron.
Oh!
Which brings back...
Wait, fool's gold is iron?
That's what they say. They say it's iron pyrite, apparently. So
I didn't know pyrite was considered iron.
That's what, according to the movie.
All
I don't
right,
know,
whatever,
I mean,
sure. I'm not
this movie is what says it, right?
They have AU on their
yeah, exactly.
Mouth, so.
I'm gonna trust them. So they're like, yeah. So apparently, iron is another way of hurting him. So they're like, oh shit, we're gonna use this. So they make a plan. They all get together. They're gonna make a plan. Lila goes. They all get back. They all go back to the house. The leprechaun sees them go in the house. And Lila hands the pot of gold over to the leprechaun. It looks full. Pot of gold looks full.
Okay.
So the leprechaun's like, oh, I'm going to count it to make sure. So he starts counting all the gold out. Oh. And he like uses his like telekinesis to make sure that Lila can't leave.
Okay.
And they're like inside the house, like in the living room. And he's like counting all the gold out. And then he starts pulling out tampons. And what they did was they filled most of the pot up with tampons. And then they just like had a layer of gold over the tampons. There's
so many tampons on them.
I mean, you know, who knows, you know?
I don't know, sure.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Ethan, what? What do you mean they had a lot of tampons?
I'm just wondering.
Maybe
let's
they
see.
Didn't.
I, in
Maybe
my
they
mind,
had a normal
in
amount
my
of
mind, this is a huge amount of gold that's missing, and they're like, "That's
there
a
were,
lot of tampons."
There were four women in this cabin. We don't know. We don't know.
Oh, they go home to do it. I thought they were like out in the field, and they're like, "We're gonna."
No, yeah, they're back in the house.
Oh, okay, that makes
back
sense.
To the house.
Okay, I thought they were like out in the field, and they're like, "I carry 40 tampons on me at all times." I'm like, that seems like excessive, but I mean, I don't know.
So he's like, "What's going on with these tampons? Why is there tampons in my pot?" and it's a trap. They've trapped him. He's actually circled with a bunch of iron. So he's like in a...
I love them bringing back the iron back.
It's great.
This is it. This is finally. We've been saying this whole fucking series.
When I saw this, I was like, Ethan is going to get so excited
about
this.
I am excited because they've been talking... The iron only came up in the
one
second
movie. Yeah.
Never bring it up again. And finally they figured it out. Also weird that like... Jennifer Aniston's character knew about the iron thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how
maybe this is something she figured out later.
Maybe. She's like looking it up on that Wikipedia site or whatever.
Yeah. She watched that weird Flash cartoon.
Oh, no, that was in the third one.
In the third movie. Yeah. She watched that weird Flash cartoon.
They didn't mention it in the third movie. Anyway, continue. I don't want to talk about inconsistencies of the
Leprechaun
franchise series. This movie's fucking breaking me.
Yeah, I know. But this movie's great.
It's fun.
And so she takes the like necklace that was her mom's and puts it on the leprechaun, like hurting him so much. He's like in so much pain and he's like, get it off me. It hurts so much. And it burns him. And then the leprechaun's like, Lila, please, if you let me go, I'll grant you a wish. Any wish you want.
Finally, we're getting back to the wishes.
And then she's like, what would you ever give me? And then
I'll bring your mom back.
A voice comes out of his mouth. Uh-huh. And it sounds just like Jennifer Aniston.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it her? Or did they AI her?
I looked it up.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you, it's not AI.
Is it they really got a voice from? They really got a line read from her? Did they get a cameo? Did they go on the cameo site?
They got an impressionist.
Oh.
But it does sound a lot like Jennifer Aniston.
Nice.
And it's like, honey, please, I'll come back to you, blah, blah, blah,
blah,
blah.
Wow, I feel like Jennifer Aniston's in the room with us right now.
I know.
Thanks,
honey,
Mike.
Honey, please.
Oh, I'm Cher. I'm Cher, not
sounded
Jennifer Aniston.
A little bit like Cher. and then she's like, please don't hurt me.
Now you think about it, I do think they do kind of a similar voice profile.
They have
a bit of a, I don't know how to describe it, it's connected in some way.
But it sounds like her. And then it looks like Lila's about to like free the leprechaun, but she's like, nope. And she grabs the necklace and then fills.
She's like, I hate my mom. She's just
fuck my mom.
Like, drove me mad the whole time.
Yeah, she was
basically
mentally
like,
ill.
I think she had was basically homeschooled.
Yeah, it sounds miserable.
Yeah, it's terrible. Worst thing ever. But definitely like held her back from having any friends.
But imagine being like homeschooled
because you had to take your kid. You had to like take care of your parent.
And every single lesson was like leprechauns. Watch out for them. Imagine that was your
imagine
homeschool.
That. They put on our podcast. And they're like, you only get to listen to these six episodes.
Yeah. To learn about.
Is that how many episodes? I don't fucking care.
I don't know.
I'm just saying six out of the top of my head.
Yeah, who knows?
And you get to listen to these episodes over and over. And you know there's so many more out there. You know there's so many other things to learn in the world. There's so many other movies. You could listen about Scarface or...
or Fast and the Furious.
Or Fast and the Furious. Why am I having trouble thinking
of
any movie
you
watch?
Any movie. Because
this
you're
is my life now. Yeah, this is it. That's the whole reason. The vampire movies. Oh my god, underworld movies. That's it.
Jesus Christ, I'm not even gonna help you list any more movies that we watch for the podcast.
Footloose. Do we watch that for the podcast?
Did not watch Footloose.
Oh, Dirty Dancing. Dirty Dancing. Yeah, I get those confused a lot.
Name any movie watch the podcast. Names a movie we've never seen.
I felt like we did. Oh, Planes, Fire, and Rescue.
There we go. Our last episode.
I got Food Fight. I got some.
You got some. Okay.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. Oh, fuck. Mickey Rooney.
So she fills him up with a liquid. I thought it was gasoline, but it's actually the clover water.
Oh, okay.
So he fills her up with, she fills him up with gasoline and then.
Clover water.
Sorry, that's what I'm just reading my notes. And then he explodes all over the living room.
Interesting.
And then, but she says, we have to destroy all of his pieces.
Yeah, because I think, was it Ozzy who said that we have to destroy all his pieces?
Yeah.
Or the leprechaun? No, I think the leprechaun was like, you have to kill all my pieces.
So they have to make sure that every single piece is gone. So I'm like, just burn the fucking house down.
That's what I was thinking.
But no, they have to they scrub up all the pieces into like a pile. They need to collect them all and then burn the pieces.
Seems less efficient.
I agree.
But also, I understand they put a lot of effort into this house.
But then they split up.
So who's still alive at this point?
We got Katie,
uh-huh.
Of course, our queen. You've got
Lila.
Lila. And then you've got
Rose.
Rose.
Is that it?
Okay. That's all we've got.
Three girls. Okay.
So this part is so annoying. So Katie and Lila go to find wood in like firewood. Mm-hmm. So they can burn the body, and they leave Rose to clean everything. And I'm like, this is like a two-person job. Like, yeah, this leprechaun is all over the fucking
living room.
The leprechaun
is way harder to clean up, for exactly. Sure.
But Rose sticks around, and then all the pieces start to turn into tiny little leprechauns, a la, like, Army of Darkness.
Whoa, that's cool.
And then they sort of, like, they attack Rose altogether, basically, and they kill her. They kill Rose.
I figured you wouldn't survive.
Yeah, Rose dies.
Damn.
Yeah. And Lila and Katie walk in just as Rose dies, so they're like, oh, shit, this is bad.
oh, my God, she's dead. That's terrible.
And then all the leprechauns start to form into a giant, like, not a giant leprechaun, but, like, a normal, they all get together to make the leprechaun again.
No, it's a giant leprechaun from
a
Leprechaun
A big
space.
Leprechaun.
When you guys hit by the space. big ray, it got huge, yeah.
No, it's just a normal-sized leprechaun, but they get together to, like they're forming back together, right?
I like that. It's like a Megazord.
Exactly. And so then Lila and Kate, they're like, what are we going to do? We have to make sure this leprechaun dies. And they're like, we're going to use gold, because gold conducts energy, so they're going to use the gold to shock the leprechaun using electricity, and they do that.
Okay.
And then sparks go off.
His weakness, electricity.
And the house lights on fire, okay. Which is what they fucking should have done in the first place.
Yeah.
And then Lila and Kate escape. They're covered in soot. And then the leprechaun explodes when the house, like, burns down. And they get covered
sense.
In green goo.
I felt like they were just like, we got to add another, like, 15 minutes to this movie. Let's
I felt
do
bad
this
for
again.
These actors, because at this point, I'm like, the movie's over. Like, give them, just, like, let them leave.
Go,
like,
it's fine.
And then they just fucking, like, splatter them with green, like, goo. And I'm like, leave them alone.
Finally. It's just like Nickelodeon all over again.
Truly. And so, yeah, right? Let's watch A Quiet on Set about the leprechaun movies.
God, no.
And then Lila sees Ghost Ozzy in the flames, and Lila waves to Ghost Ozzy, and Ghost Ozzy, like, disappears and goes to heaven.
Okay.
And then some guy with a mustache shows up in a car.
Guy with a mustache shows up in the car.
And it, on the side of the car, it says, like, he's from, like, the college, I guess?
Okay. I still have no idea who he is.
He drives up.
Because they drive by the college, but they didn't stop. They just drive by it.
So I think he might be from the college.
Sure.
And then they're like, what's going on? And Lila and Katie are there, and they're covered in goo and
so
shit.
This is just the last scene of bodies.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I think Lila says something stupid, like sometimes the best green footprint is no footprint or something like that. And then they turn around and they walk off away from the mustache guy, and they walk into the woods. And then Katie's like, can we actually get a ride? I'd rather just get a ride rather than walk through the woods. I don't know where we're going. And Lila's like, yeah, it just felt right to turn around. Yeah, let's get a ride. And they
Weird.
Turn back around, they get in the car. And
Did
then,
that work for you?
It was funny, I guess. Okay. I don't know. It was funny because Katie said it, and Katie's funny.
Yeah, Katie's got good delivery.
Katie's got great delivery. And then we see the leprechaun's hat left around in the rubble. So possibly the leprechaun can come back. And it fades to black.
Uh-huh. Mike's not saying anything.
And then
uh-oh.
Comes right back, and we see the leprechaun, and he's hitchhiking. He's trying to get to the Cash for Gold place. And then this big chicken truck shows up, and he gets in the back of the chicken truck, and he's just sitting there, and he looks really sad.
Honestly, it seems like a pretty good visual.
And then that's the end of the movie.
All right, that's pretty good.
And I'm like, you know what? I loved this movie.
Not a bad movie at all.
I really enjoyed this
film.
There's
definitely could be better, but you know what? Overall, way better than what we've been dealing with.
This rocked. Yeah. I really, really liked it. I thought it was so funny. I liked how it was shot. The only problem was the leprechaun.
The leprechaun was just not up to snuff. Everything else was good. I think some of the writing of his jokes were just not good.
Yeah,
like, there's issues, but overall, like, it's still a super enjoyable movie. All the characters seem a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It feels like a good modern, like, horror movie.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
in a good way of, like if they wanted to restart it, like,
go for it. I mean,
why not?
But
why would you?
Why would you? Because the leprechaun is not that good, right? Like, that's the thing.
That's the
glue.
You gotta find another actor.
Everything together. Like, the reason they made so many leprechauns is Warwick
Davis.
Warwick Davis did such a good
rocks.
Job.
Yeah. I looked it up too because I was like, oh, did like Warwick Davis like not want to like was he not approached? And he's just like, I don't want to be in any of these movies.
I mean, fair enough.
I'm
like,
God,
like,
I don't blame you.
At this point, he's big enough that he could do whatever he wants. Now,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Like, you know, I think the
we gotta stop calling Warwick Davis big. He's popular enough.
He got that Willow TV show.
Yeah, he got the Willow TV show.
But, you know, that probably gave him a good amount of funds, you know? So
That's true.
You know, good
stuff. But, like, I'm like, yeah, whatever. So, yeah, I love this movie. Should we rank them?
I think we should rank this because this is the last one.
So
I'm so glad we ended on like a real high note.
Honestly, I was watching the movie. I'm like, I'm so glad we don't have to watch any more.
This is the best choice you ever did, Mike. is making us watch another one.
I didn't think it was going to be.
I thought you were just doing this out of spite, which you probably were. But you know what ended up working? Wait, what's that?
What?
Where'd the box go? Where'd the leprechaun box go? It was sitting there. You put it out because you're like,
I did. Well, I know. I sat it there.
You sat it there.
And then it's gone now.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on.
What?
I found it.
Oh.
It's really light, Mike.
There's a giant hole in the side of it.
There's a giant hole in the side. It's like a cartoon. It's the shape of a leprechaun.
It's in the silhouette of a leprechaun.
Oh, no.
The leprechaun returns?
Hello, everyone.
No!
I returned.
No!
Look, I was going to stay in my box sleeping as soundly as I could.
Yeah.
But there's one issue.
What?
I was sitting here this whole episode grinding my gears, thinking about, there's one movie you're missing.
No, there's not.
No, we did them all, dude.
We
looked them up. It's fine.
Yeah.
I think you need to go to Wikipedia one more time and see if there's a gap at all. And what you've been thinking, because remember how Ethan was talking about WWE?
Yeah, I remember him mentioning that.
Ethan
has a bad memory for things. Maybe he was just
got
it wrong.
That's true. That's exactly it. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I just thought there wasn't like, I was like, whatever, sci-fi, WWE. I think they're owned by the same company or something. That's bullshit.
Oh, is it? Let me Google this.
I think you need to look up and learn about my origin story.
Oh, no.
Is there another movie?
Sadly, there does appear to be one more Leprechaun movie that comes out before this one.
And let me tell you, I'm going to be on the whole time.
Oh, no!
You can't stop without me, boy B.
And
you think some fucking Lucky Charms box is going to hold me back? You drank my cum? I'm coming out. I'm like Cameron Diaz in that one movie, Vanilla Sky. You can't get rid of me.
That's right. All right. Well then, Mr. Leprechaun, do you want to stick around for the last?
Absolutely. Okay, I'll be here for the rest of the time.
All right.
Until you die. Until we end this podcast and you no longer record it because you disrespected me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to disrespect you.
I think you've been doing that a lot.
Yeah, you've been doing that kind of the whole time. You don't really need to do that.
Well,
that's why I spread this rumor that you're just doing a silly voice.
Yeah, see? Clearly, a third person.
He wasn't here the whole time. Why would I do a silly voice at the very end of the podcast?
Well, guys, if you want to listen to our previous Leprechaun episodes, if you're like, who is this Leprechaun? Can I learn more about them? Find them on any podcatching app. And while there, please leave a 5-star rating and review. We will read in the show no matter what it says, even if it is to tell us that we have apparently missed a movie in the series of movies that we were planning on watching. And if you want to get a hold of us, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, Twitter, and on Discord. And you can email us at email@theotherhalfpodcast.com.
Please do. I don't know if we'll survive this. I mean, now Leprechaun's out. I don't have another Lucky Charms box. I don't know how we're going to capture him, but
you'll never capture me. I'll be here for the end of time.
Good night, everybody.